It is no joke having patients killed inside the hospital. The chaos became appalling. At one time, over 400 wounded were lying on the stones waiting to be moved. I dressed as many as I could, but it was a dreadful time.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have some water?
It does not matter what Anzac Cove is called. Perhaps it will someday be known as Bloody Beach Bay. God knows we have paid heavily for it. All day long, the stretcher bearers toil down the Valley of Death, climb over the steep side of Hell Point, and carry their bloody load into the collecting hospital. If bleeding is occurring, a limb hopelessly mangled or some immediate treatment is required, chloroform is given, and the operation performed at once. Men were hit constantly in our station, and their pluck and devotion in continuing their work under these galling conditions is hopelessly above praise. A more hellish Sunday one could not conceive. Turkish dead lay so thick that it was almost impossible to pass without treading on the bodies. I shall almost certainly have eternal nightmare. If this is war, I trust New Zealand will never be fool enough to forget that to avoid war, one must be too strong to invite war. What good we are doing, I can't say. Perhaps the War Office can. But New Zealand is losing good men for some reason or other. A friend put it tersely. It's a belly failure, but we can't chuck it.